Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel filed an amicus brief with the United States Supreme Court in the case of the Masterpiece Cake Shop versus the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. This is before the U.S. Supreme Court, and it will address the collision between the First Amendment right to freedom of speech and free exercise of religion versus LGBT rights under the Colorado law. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, this is a case of first impression, if you will, never before at the U.S. Supreme Court showing this kind of collision between free exercise of religion, free speech, and LGBT rights and or agenda. In Colorado, the law has sexual orientation and gender identity. Jack Phillips, in 2016, the owner of Masterpiece Cake Shop, who is represented by ADF, has now taken the case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. But in his situation, he did not want to bake a cake for a same-sex wedding ceremony. He doesn't discriminate on the basis of whether someone's homosexual, lesbian, LGBT, but he will not participate in a ceremony which itself is infused with meaning. That meaning collides directly against his religious convictions.
And to force him to use his gifts, his abilities to create an artistic piece of work here, a cake, using his own, I mean, that's nothing short of indentured servitude, what they're trying to do here, force somebody to violate their conscience to create a product that endorses a message that they find repugnant. And, you know, the Colorado Civil Rights Commission here, Matt, sadly, like so many similar, and these are so-called civil rights commissions, are nothing but star chambers. They are wholly owned subsidiaries of the radical LGBT agenda. And they came to Colorado Springs here, where I am now, and I confronted them at the Colorado Springs Public Library and the entire commission. And there were people in the audience clapping when I would ask questions. They refused to answer any of my questions. And I pointed out the hypocrisy here. The Civil Rights Commission in Colorado refused when a Christian customer went into three different homosexual-friendly bakeries and requested a Bible cake, a simple cake that looks like a Bible, one with a verse on it that said, Jesus loves sinners. They refused to bake that cake. And the Civil Rights Commission, somehow, with the exact opposite situation here, found that in both instances, they found against the Christian, against religious liberty, and for the homosexual activist lobby. And I happen to believe that they got it right by saying that the gay bakers didn't have to be forced to bake a cake that violates their religion. They said they don't like Christianity, so they shouldn't have to make a Bible cake. Well, that's targeting the customer. You know, that's ruling out Christian customers. That's a gross violation using their standard. Well, their hypocrisy abounds here. It is not being equally applied, and that's viewpoint discrimination, isn't it?
Yeah, in fact, they did the opposite here in this cake case. You've got in 2012, Jack Phillips politely declined to make a wedding cake for Charles Craig and David Mullins. They had planned to get married in Massachusetts and then have a reception in their home state of Colorado. He said he couldn't participate in making a cake celebrating a ceremony that collides with his religious beliefs. There's others that would do so. Instead of going to another baker, they decided to file a complaint. The Colorado Civil Rights Commission came against him, saying that he violated the Colorado law and ordered Phillips and his employees to create cakes that celebrate same-sex ceremonies and required him to comply with the Colorado's Anti-Discrimination Act by educating his staff, basically forcing them to participate in this sensitivity training, if you will, and by filing quarterly compliance reports for 2 years. But then when they appealed it, the Colorado Court of Appeals affirmed and the Colorado Supreme Court declined to take the case. Now it's before the U.S. Supreme Court. That will be heard later this fall with a decision probably in early 2018.
And keep in mind that, you know, wedding cakes is 40% of his business. So at this point, he's had to stop making all wedding cakes. So that's a tremendous loss to his livelihood.
About $500,000 a year.
Exactly. Yeah. Wow. On the other hand, Matt, which you referred to earlier, these other LGBT-friendly businesses can say no to making a Bible cake. But yet this man who is trying to follow his religious beliefs is now lost that much of his business because he's standing for that.
Well, I don't think anyone should be forced to provide florist arrangements, floral arrangements, cakes, or anything of that nature right. for a ceremony. Because these ceremonies, whether it's a same-sex ceremony or something else, they have meaning beyond the individual.
Right.
So it's not like you're going to say, I'm not going to give you a cake because you're homosexual. I'm just not going to bake a cake for a same-sex ceremony. Right. That's a big difference.
And for him, it's not just LGBT issues. I mean, he wouldn't bake a cake that was had to do with Halloween or something that was, you know, lewd in nature. So, you know, it's not just that, but yet he's giving up that much of his livelihood for
this
issue. And
you met Jack Phillips, didn't you, Matt, recently?
I did, very recently. I went up to Denver to Masterpiece Cake Shop, had some of their delicious pastries, bakery, cupcakes, and met with Jack and met with his wife and I met with his daughter. And just God-fearing people, they told me a couple things. They said that while they've taken a hit financially here in terms of the cake business, the support they have gotten from the Christian community has been overwhelming.
Oh,
they also said,
awesome.
I asked his daughter, I said, now, you guys are all under an order here to be re-educated. What are you going to do? Are you going to go into this sensitivity training and be forced and agree to put aside the biblical worldview and adopt, you know, the postmodern new normal, if you will? And she said, I will not be re-educated. And they all agreed. They said, we will not go in. We will not be re-educated. If they have to throw us in prison, then so be it, but we're going to stand with the Lord on this. So they are just really heroes here for taking a stand firm. And this case is a flashpoint. As you point out, Matt, it's a landmark case here for religious liberty across the country. So this case doesn't just affect the Phillips family and Masterpiece Cake Shop. It affects every Christian in America. It affects religious liberty across the board.
Yeah, it has a broad impact. And I assume just for this particular case, it doesn't end by his decision not to make wedding cakes anymore, because people could come in and want the cupcakes for the same kind of ceremony, have a little design on top of the cupcakes. So it's not just a wedding cake, it's any kind of ceremony, whether it's a wedding cake, cupcakes, any other kind of ceremony that people want him to participate in. And as you said, Holly, he doesn't just not want to do wedding cakes for same-sex ceremonies, but he doesn't do Halloween cakes
right.
either. He doesn't do Halloween celebrations. He wouldn't do something lewd. He doesn't want to give his talents and times to something that actually contradicts his religious convictions. But it'll have a huge impact. I'm not exceptionally confident as to where this Supreme Court will go because they're not known to have followed the Constitution. It should be a no-brainer. You have longstanding religious freedom, free speech and expression rights, but now you have the newly created LGBT rights or agenda in Colorado. You would think that the First Amendment should easily trump that, but when you're politically motivated and you cut yourself loose from the Constitution, as many of the justices and judges have done so, then you just never know which way this case is going to come out. If it goes the wrong way, it'll have a huge negative impact. If it goes the right way, it'll have a very positive impact.
Right.
You know, and at the end of the day, I think that no one should be forced to participate in or cater an event, whether you're a photographer, florist, baker, anything
Bridal
else,
shore, yeah.
No matter what it is, that event itself has meaning beyond the person that you're right. going to be communicating with. Any more than, for example, you wouldn't want to force someone to participate in celebrating the anniversary of the KKK or the neo-Nazis or Adolf Hitler. You wouldn't want to force anyone to do that. It's just common sense. But common sense doesn't always rule the day, as in this case, and that's why this is all the way now to the U.S. Supreme Court. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. You can read our brief right there at lc.org. We issued a press release in this case, and you can also download the entire brief and read that. Continue to pray for Liberty Counsel in this and many other cases that we're involved in, either directly or, in this case, supporting through an amicus brief. Go to lc.org. For more information, you can also make online contributions right there. You can also call us and get other information at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.